Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't think the Rockets can play much worse than they did last night, and they still won. Chris Paul's not going to be as bad as he was. He had six turnovers, including that one at the end that gave him a chance. And what the hell was he doing there?
I'm not one of these guys who's like, uh-oh, should we be panicking? But it did kind of feel like the Rockets got away with it last night, like a game that they should have coasted to. They almost gave away at the end, and Minnesota just wasn't willing to accept the prize.
I know it sucks to lose two games to a AAA team like the Arlington Rangers. This little stretch they've had, it's basically been the bullpen's blown some games, and they're not hitting. But if you remember, they went through a stretch early last year where they weren't hitting. George Springer's always streaky, right?
Not on a good streak.
No. Alex Bregman is probably going to hit better than 226.
I think last year was as good as George Springer can be. So if he comes down to earth a little bit, it's not going to shock me at all.
But if down to earth is still 260 and...
Yeah, you can take it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also just missed Lance Zierlein. So, been really sportsy today. We drifted a little bit off of non-sports, but a fairly sportsy show today. But it's a Monday. Want to welcome in our 94.1 Sports Map listeners.
Hello, Map.
If you missed the first 2 hours, you can get them both on podcastarena.com. So, there you go. Sorry I had to cut you guys off, but...
It's all right. You know. Blabberheads, my bad.
Well, when we're switching over to... 94.1, we have to sync everything up.
I know.
Just trying to make Jong's job easier.
Trying to build those ratings up on 94.1.
Well, a little bit, yeah. That's all we're about now, man. We're just about the ratings. Nothing else.
That's all we care about. Sorry, people. We don't care about you anymore.
No, we care about the people as long as you're rated.
You do. As long as you have a ratings meter.
Yeah.
We care.
Man, I was looking at Culture Map today. Ken Hoffman flew to New Zealand. And did a story on it.
What?
Apparently they have a
We had the budget for that?
Well, he makes big bucks. He's a rich. He's probably more of a rich than you are.
I got to talk to somebody.
He's older
about this.
And he's got all that Chronicle retirement money.
Man.
But I didn't know this. They have a Air New Zealand has a nonstop flight from Houston. Because I've been thinking about maybe next summer taking a trip to New Zealand or Australia or both. I like this idea. 14 hours and 50 minutes going, 14 hours coming home. But if you go through L.A., it's 20 hours and 19 hours. 6 hours is a lot of my life, especially on both ends. So that's pretty cool. I just saw the story. I haven't read to see how the trip went. He might have had a miserable time. Haven't seen the rest of the column.
Did you see... We've lost two of our great actors.
I saw one of them.
You saw Arlie Ermey, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Harry Anderson from Night Court.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw his stand-up act long before he was ever on Night Court.
Just
very
happened,
funny
apparently.
Guy. Wow.
It's a damn shame.
What got him?
He
couldn't have been that old.
He was 65 years
old. Oh, no, that's not old, man. That's not a good run. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, 65. Says actor died at his home in North Carolina. All authorities are saying is no foul play is suspected. So he was he also appeared on Cheers and starred in Dave's World, if you remember that.
Yeah.
From 93 to 97, which wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
He was also an accomplished magician and even opened a magic shop in the French Quarter of New Orleans. He also had a nightclub in the French Quarter called Oswald's Speakeasy. And, in his later years, he kept a low profile. It says occasionally appeared in shows like 30 Rock, Son of the Beach, and Comedy Bang Bang. So,
According to TMZ, they talked to his son, and they said that he died from natural causes.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that. 65, it's not natural causes anymore. That's too young.
I don't know. 65 is like it's
no.
It's early at the scene, but like 65 is the mark off where if you die, like just being old is like, okay, I could get
no,
you.
No, no, it's not. It's not. It's 75.
You're trying to push the line back because yes, you're approaching it.
I am pushing the line back with good reason.
The good thing is when you die, like you don't have to deal with anything anymore. It'll be all right.
I don't want to die. I kind of want to live a little longer anyway. Okay. I don't want to live to the point where I'm having to wear diapers and stuff and people are having to feed me. I want to die before that. I want no part of that. But I'm 65?
Yeah.
That's not a good run. I'm sorry.
Not good.
You know, there's enough science out there now that 65 should be the bare minimum for old.
Yeah.
I think 65 to 90 should be the range. And then you got people get over 90, they're, you know, forget it. But 65 to 90. 65 is the low end of that range.
Yeah.
I want that low end to be 75. I'm bargaining here. Arlie Ermey, how old was he?
It's significantly older. I don't know exactly, but he was much older. He was of an acceptable age to die, I think, by anyone's account.
Okay.
74. Oh, well, you're trying to push that back,
that's,
too.
That's pretty low. That's pretty much on the low end as well. I think the last thing I saw him in was
pneumonia. If you get pneumonia and die, you're either a baby or you're really old.
Yeah. I actually almost died from pneumonia.
When you were a baby?
No.
Recently?
No, about 15 years ago, yeah.
Really?
I got that same pneumonia that killed the Muppets guy.
Jim Henson?
Yeah. Huh. And I almost waited too late to go to the hospital because you know how...
You're stubborn.
Yeah. And I was very lucky. I spent a lot of time in the hospital there. Methodist. They saved my life.
Well.
If I had died there, there would be no Blitz.
There you go.
I think the thing I remember most recently about him was the Jackwagon commercial, right? He did that for Geico. Yeah, Jackwagon.
I think so.
Yeah, he was playing a therapist. Sort of.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P. Arlie Ermey.
Yep.
He was really good in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else he was good in? There was a really bad movie with Michael J. Fox where everybody was ghosts. And so he played, he basically played the same character as a ghost. I can't remember what it was called. Something with an F. So this is one of those useless information things.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. And he was like, everybody, he saw ghosts, right?
Okay.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. And Arlie Ermey was one of the ghosts. The Frighteners, that's what it was.
Oh, I've never even heard of that movie.
It's a 1996 New Zealand American horror comedy film.
It sounds horrible.
Directed by Peter Jackson and co-written with his partner, Fran Walsh.
And who was it starring?
Michael J. Fox, Trini Alvarado, Peter Dobson, John Astin, D. Wallace Stone, Jeffrey Combs, Arlie Ermey, and Jake Busey.
Jake Busey?
Yeah. He didn't even get the... But it tells the story of Frank Bannister, an architect who developed psychic abilities allowing him to see, hear, and communicate with ghosts after his wife's murder.
He's in basically... He's either a cop or a soldier in every movie.
Yeah, and he's a soldier like ghost here.
Okay.
So, Frighteners. God, it's amazing the things that just pop into my head.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I don't even remember that show.
It was bad, but not ridiculously awful. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I'm happy to take some calls. Not what are the odds Wednesday, but what are the odds my mother the car has to be in AJ's top 10 for worst TV shows?
My Mother the Car?
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that movie.
I remember The Frighteners, but I don't remember My Mother the Car.
No. I missed that one.
Yeah. My worst movies list would include things that some of you guys love. Like As Good as It Gets to me would be in my worst five movies ever made. Even though it had really good actors, but it was so bad.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah. You've seen it, right?
I don't think I have.
Basically, you just give them all
got
a Xanax.
Jack Nicholson in it?
Jack Nicholson, Greg Kinnear. I think Helen Hunt was in it. Give them all Xanax. The film's over in 5 minutes.
I may have seen that movie. Oh, we do have him? Oh, let's talk to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Sunshine and birds are singing. And we are ready to do your carpets. And when you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, friends, you don't just get carpet cleaning. Tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs. We really are your one-stop shop to interior cleanliness. I mean, 281-DIRT-FREE gets it done without soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. We start in the very worst area, so we guarantee you're happy because we attack the worst spot. If you don't like what you see, you don't pay. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. If you call us, you'll get in on a special 3 rooms for $100. We also have a $100 free speed dry, but we have sales on all those other services. Wool rugs, we can do it right there on the spot. Your air duct return, anything that's pestering you with dirt, call 281-DIRT-FREE, let us fix it, and let's get a great deal while you're doing it.
All right, man. Aubrey always gives us the great deals when he's on. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I knew I'd make some people mad with the As Good As It Gets thing. The truth is, as much as I love Jack Nicholson, he's made two or three movies like that that I just... you know, that had great reputations and I thought were horrible. One of them being, what was the one with, I think is, was it Meryl Streep? Where the, with Deborah Winger, where she's dying of cancer and it was filmed here.
I don't know. Any movie with Meryl Streep, I'm probably
not interested in. It was basically one of those disease of the week movies that they used to show on Channel 13 in the afternoons after school. It just happened to have Jack Nicholson in it. So yeah, I'll add that to the list too. Hey, we got to do the Sad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Sad Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This one, I think, is going to come straight down gender lines as to where you stand on it.
Okay.
A woman.
I'm a manly man.
A woman named Amanda Burnett posted something on Twitter hoping it would go viral, and it did. Apparently, she went out with a guy on a date, never texted him back, first date, right?
Okay.
Never responded to him. So, basically ghosted the guy.
Okay, it happens.
So, he sent her an invoice for dinner, which, on the surface. But she said, I'm posting this on Twitter because it could probably go viral, honestly. Got this in the mail from a guy I went on a date with a few weeks back because I didn't text him back. And he clearly remembered everything she had, a cocktail, a beer, and some pulled pork tacos. That's kind of a... He also knew the price of each item and added a $1.99 processing fee for a total of $39.52.
Okay.
Added sales tax in there, shipping and handling.
I don't know if this guy thinks that this is going to help him with the ladies going forward. It won't.
No, probably not. But apparently that wasn't the end of it. And I don't know if he's being funny, but he sent her a text and said, and to avoid additional penalty or fines, have the invoice paid. Otherwise, it will be turned into a collection agency. And her response was basically bleep off.
That's kind of what that would have been my response.
Yeah. But I have to say, if you're taking someone on a date, first date, and you're paying for all their stuff, and they don't even have the common courtesy to return a text, that's kind of a dickweed move, I got to tell you. And, I don't want to say anything, but you guys make Wonder Woman. You want to have all these tough women. Shouldn't you be splitting the bills on a first date?
Yeah, but you know what? If you ask a girl out on a date, if she asked him out, it's a different story. You know what I mean?
See, I think you should split these things. Well, I really do. If we're going to have true equality in the world. Now, yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen. No. I don't think it should happen, honestly. I think if you ask a girl out, you're trying to make a move, you're trying to make a play, you buy dinner. If it doesn't work out, You suck it up and you deal with it. It's $30. The downside is you paid $30 for dinner. The upside is it's like a risk reward. You could have gotten laid that night. Now, it didn't work out, but that's the risk you take in dating.
See, now you sound like a woman.
Well, maybe so. We're just a reasonable guy.
No. Oh, Shirley MacLaine. That's who it was. It wasn't. I think it's silly that he sent her a bill. But what if you're just going around doing, I'm going to go out on a date with a guy and get free dinner.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. Then you're kind of a dickweed.
Yep.
You're just trying to scam. So it was not heartburn. It was, I can't remember the damn name of the movie. This is driving me nuts. You see, like, if I don't like a movie, I can't remember it.
I don't remember either.
It's one of those. It's as soon as somebody tells me the name of it, I'll know it. But yeah. Basically, yeah, it was really famous, and it was filmed here, and then they made a sequel to it, which was also equally bad. Which I don't know why I watched that. I think my first wife made me watch it. It's probably why. 713-780 ESPN. Stroh's Life asking, what's the best place for the Kentucky Derby? Go out to the racetrack, man. That's the best place to watch. It's pretty exciting. You can get those mint juleps that everybody loves. I happen to think they're disgusting, but people love them. But, yeah, go out there, man. That's a great place to watch. If you're, you know, close to Sam Houston, go there, the Greyhound track. Or, you know, if you're over Beaumont, Delta Downs. So, Longhorn Dimitri says Godfather 3 is on my list. Yeah, that was
pretty bad. I think it's a bad movie, don't get me wrong. But the only reason you would think of it as one of the worst movies is because your expectations for it were so great. Because after you follow two of the best movies ever, that's the third.
But it wasn't just that, though. It was the fact that Steel Magnolias, I think that's what it was. But I think the fact that it was so awful in addition to, not being good in terms of what you'd expected is one thing, but Sofia Coppola did one of the worst acting jobs I've ever seen in that movie.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. So I mean, Steel Magnolias, I think that's what it was. Or Terms of Endearment. That's the one.
There was a part two of Terms of Endearment?
I think so. It wasn't Steel Magnolia. It was Terms of Endearment, I believe. Maybe I'm confusing the two because they were both so bad. Regardless. Yeah, Shirley MacLaine, Deborah Winger, Jack Nicholson.
That's the one.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what the plot is of that thing, but it was bad. Shirley MacLaine, Deborah Winger, Jack Nicholson, Jeff Daniels, Danny DeVito, and John Lithgow. You'd think it would be better than that. But not so much. That one's on my list too. And MacLaine won the Academy Award for Best Actress. Nicholson won Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's just a Disease of the Week film.
It's just not the kind of movie I would watch.
Well, me either. Yeah, so Terms of Endearment is the winner. It won lots of Oscars, which doesn't mean it was right. Regardless, so we got movies and we got women basically stealing money from poor men on a date.
Oh, come on. Like, honestly, if a girl offered to pay half of the check on a first date,
I would tell her no.
That's what I'm saying.
I would be okay with her offering. I think that shows some class, especially if the date sucks. If there's not going to be a second date and she says, you know what, let me pay for half of this. And I go, no, I got this. But, yeah, I won't be calling you.
Like, what if she would have let him know at dinner, this just really isn't working out for me? Like, is it because he left the date feeling like maybe there was something more to it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she let him on a little bit. I don't know.
I do wish women...
That's not clear. I mean,
women should be more honest at the end of a first date.
Well, men too. Listen, men too.
Well, men too. You're right.
Because if you're not going to... If you're just going to get laid and she's not going to go home with you, then don't tell her, hey, I'll call you again, because you're not going to. You swung and you missed. It's okay.
Jung always called the ladies back. Always.
But no, I firmly believe that, and it doesn't matter because I'm never going to date again.
Oh, you might.
Well, no, I might be single again, but I'll never date again. I'm done.
You're just going to pay for sex from now on, the way it should be.
I'm buying a sex robot. Oh, that's okay. The end of it. And I will never have anything to do with females again. But the reality is, I do think that when you go out on a date and it's pretty clear it's not working, you should at least offer to take half of it.
What time is it?
That's what Wonder Woman would do.
Maybe.
That's what the female Ghostbusters would do.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
What time
is it? It's time,
Fred?
For Gulfgate Dodge.
It's Gulfgate time. That's the answer. It's Gulfgate time. And that means the insane savings never stop at Gulfgate. Guys, you got a big chance right now. For the rest of the month, you can save. Save big time during the spring sales event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. They're your spring savings headquarters Monday through Friday, every Sunday. That's right. They're open on Sundays. Right now, you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29,917 or a brand new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. You can lease it for just $264 a month for 36 months. Hurry into Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram during the spring savings event. It's going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GulfgateDodge.com. They've got all your Dodges, all your Jeeps, all of it. It's all there. The Chryslers. If you're looking for something sporty, you want a Challenger or a Charger, they got that going. The trucks, as always. It's a great place to pick up your next ride. Ram, Lone Star, Crew Cab, plus tax title and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offers expire 4/30/2018.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter asking me, why would I give up on women if I got divorced? Well, because that would be number 3.5 on the divorces. I mean, by then, you should just quit. Right? Yeah. You got to admit you suck. And I'll be like mid-50s then. What am I supposed to do? Get on that ourtime.com?
Yeah.
And that's not going to work for me. I'm going to go out. It's like I'll be going out with some lady, and she's like, oh, my poor Jeb died 5 years ago, and I've been so lonely ever since, and he used to rub my feet. Will you help me out here? And I'm like, no, kill me now. Kill me now. Sex robot, Ilsa.
You won't rub her feet?
No, I'm going to have my sex robot, Ilsa. Hmm. And that's it. That's it. We're done. I mean, there's certain times you have to kind of admit you're beaten.
Fair enough.
You know, and 0 for 3.5 is enough at my age. Besides, then you really are getting into, you might die soon.
Yeah.
And then this person's going to get all your money when you already had to give away half your stuff.
And you're running out of ways to divide up your money.
Yeah, yeah. So, regardless... 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776.
AKA says, is there any way the new Avengers or Deadpool do numbers like Black Panther? And Jong, you said that this is the Avengers is on pace to outdo Black Panther by a good sight, huh?
Well, pre-sales. So pre-sales, the Avengers movie has sold more pre-sale tickets than the previous 7 Marvel movies combined.
That's wild.
Includes Black Panther. So
Did Black Panther end up being the highest grossing Marvel film yet?
No. They're behind Age of Ultron, and they're behind the original Avengers movie.
Okay.
So it's just about to run out in terms of like theater.
Yep.
It's coming to its end, and I think they're like 100 million away from beating Age of Ultron. So it's not going to happen. A little less than 100 million, but
Black Panther is 10th place all time.
Yes,
they to move into 9th place. They need to make 19 more million, and that would pass Star Wars: The Last Jedi. But isn't that still in theaters?
No, it's not.
Okay,
but yeah, I don't think. Because I think this past weekend it made like, let me double check here. It made 5.7 million. So it's not. I think it's gonna end soon, and it's not gonna reach 9th place.
Okay.
Age of Ultron is 1.4 million and Black Panther's 1.3 million. So they're nowhere.
1.3 billion.
Oh, billion. I'm sorry. Billion. Yeah. And the highest grossing movie of all time, Avatar, sits at $2.78 billion.
So over twice Black Panther.
Yes.
And they're going to make a bunch more of those Avatars.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about movies that are overrated? Avatar isn't a good movie.
Well, no, it's just Dances with Wolves with blue people. That's all it's ever been. It's the exact same plot. Kevin Costner plays the guy with no legs. I mean, he plays Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
You know,
God, look at
that. That it's the exact same plot. All they did was take it to another planet.
What if I were to tell you that Avatar didn't hit $80 million in any weekend?
Eighty million.
Really? Any weekend. And domestically, it's never hit. The highest it was at $77 million in opening.
Did it just make a killing overseas?
That and it consistently made a boatload of money. Let's see, it went 77, 75, 68, 50, 42, and then went back up to 54, and then it did like 34, 31, 20. It just consistently made money.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, consistently made money weekend over weekend.
You know what? Will this Avengers movie, will this beat out the other Marvel movies? Will it be the highest grossing superhero movie?
I think it can get to $2 billion.
Okay. And there's only three movies ever with $2
billion. Yes.
Avatar, Titanic, and Star Wars: The Force Awakens. So
yeah, and Avatar did make only made $760 million domestically, and yes, $2 billion overseas.
God, you know what's shocking to me? Not one cartoon is in the top 10.
That doesn't surprise me.
Usually, those cartoon movies make so much money. Like, it, you know, if a Despicable Me comes out, everybody, yeah. I mean, it's just it's a bank.
If Shrek wasn't going to make it.
Yeah,
I don't
Shrek.
Know yeah. Now, it's not really a cartoon, but.
Frozen is the highest grossing cartoon ever.
Yeah, that was, and then they were in the top 10.
Yeah, they just got passed by Black Panther and Star Wars Last Jedi. That's wild. Minions is number 15. So I was on the right track.
Yeah.
And domestically, Titanic, who's number 2, never hit $40 million domestically.
Really?
In an open in the weekend.
That's not counting inflation, because that was like in the 90s.
Yeah. But and let's see, Titanic made $1.5 billion overseas.
See, I'm also curious how much of these dollars they get off of. You know, like the surround sound and the 3D and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's additional money you used to not be able to get in.
Yeah, IMAX.
Yeah, IMAX. Yeah.
I wonder, like, looking at these top 10 movies, most of them are movies that would cost a butt ton of money to make. Like, I wonder which one, like, netted the most money. Because Avatar, I know, was, like, wildly expensive to make. Titanic, same thing. Jurassic World, the Star Wars movies. Avengers, both Avengers movies, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. That probably didn't cost too much to make, huh, Joe? Like, relatively.
I don't know. Yeah, no, that was a lot of CGI in that.
Yeah, and really all of these, there's a lot of CGI, so I don't know.
Except for Furious 7.
Oh, no, that was...
all their budget in that is paid up in the actors.
There was a lot of CGI in that.
Oh, was there?
So Titanic's budget was $200 million. Avatar's budget was $237 million.
Okay.
So those are the top two. I'll have to check on Star Wars.
Can't imagine putting $250 million into something and then turning it into $2.8 billion.
Yeah, our little budget's $8 million.
That's a good day. That's a good day. Well, see, if you could turn it into $80 million, you'd be happy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Or if it's Pulp Fiction and it makes like $240 million.
That'd be nice.
Off of eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Force Awakens, which sits at number 3, was it was $258 million for the budget.
Jeez.
That was and then the gross budget was $306 million.
Yeah, I always wonder when they talk about the gross, you know, how much they actually make, because that doesn't include a lot of stuff.
Right.
Oh, Jurassic World,
$150 million, that's all it costs to make.
That's not bad.
And it sits at number 4.
I'll call that a good return on investment.
Yeah.
Are you guys still on the Walking Dead? Did you watch the finale?
No.
I watched it. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Was it as bad as the reviews?
It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. And like, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1, Rick cut Negan's throat and then told them to save him and don't let him die.
Meow.
Yeah. So Rick's turning soft. I wish I didn't watch that show anymore. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I actually thought about watching it, even though I haven't, because I've kind of been keeping up with what's going on. And then I read the review today, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, it's about what you would have expected to be.
Hmm.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. And if you're in the market for a new bike, there's only one place to go, Republic Harley Davidson. If your bike needs servicing, there's only one place I'll take it, Republic Harley-Davidson. It's in Sugar Land. I pass up about 4 or 5 Harley dealers on my way there. I don't care. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. 7 master technicians on staff. 7. Way more than any other Harley dealership in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. If you haven't seen the inventory, you got to see it to believe it. They got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color, and outside they've got a ton of pre-owns as well. And right now when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, a jacket, and boots. If you need new tires, great time to get them. Get a full set installed while you wait for just $329 after a $70 rebate. Customer satisfaction scores are just in, and Republic is killing it. They're above national, regional, and local average, and they're number one in the market. They treat their guys right. They treat their customers right. And that's the best thing about them. Bike night coming up April 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. Mark May Band is going to be playing. There's going to be great food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley at these bike nights. You can only register to win at bike night, so the more you go to, better chances you got to win. In October, one lucky winner's walking away with a new Harley. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in the business. They've got financing for everyone, including you. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson. All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. And if we've been talking about these guys for a while now. If you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You started with these services, got a great deal up front. The bill goes up, though, and you need to get with Bill Advisor to make sure that they're taking care of you. They work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce those monthly rates. You don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage. You just lower your bill. It's simple. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor is winning for hundreds of our listeners. Some have saved over $800 per year. Many are saving over $1,000 per year. And they've been running the $150 challenge that guarantees 150 savings or your money back. Well, they're stepping up the game. They are so confident that they've doubled the guarantee. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. That's real money. There's still no setup fee, and the service is still just $12.99 a month. Whenever you save $400, or whether you save $400 or $4,000, you're going to save money. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor will get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Quick plug for SportsMap.com. Go check it out. Great website. Hey, Wednesday we'll be out at the Hyatt here in the Galleria, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Is that all we got this week?
Yep.
Cool. And just a quick mention for our friends at Sam Houston Race Park. Saturday night, Roger Krieger live on the Bud Light stage.
Okay.
So there you go.
I think it's Krieger.
Krieger?
I think so.
I don't know because I don't know any of these country guys.
Okay.
So I'm just letting the people know.
Be a Texan.
Krieger, Fred. Krieger.
I might be wrong. I mean, if I am
Crozier,
wrong.
Somebody let Crozier. Me.
I don't think it's Crozier.
All right, Roger, C-R-E-A-G-E-R.
Yeah, Crozier would be that.
Live on the Bud Light stage Saturday, April 21st.
It wouldn't be very Texan.
Well, I don't know if he's Texan or not. I just know he does country music. Both kinds, country and Western. All right, do we have a dumbass report?
We do. I used a couple of the stories earlier, but I've got a little bit more in the tank. If you're going to rob someone, it's always good to have a reliable way of transporting the money that you steal. Like, most people will use a bag or a backpack. Something.
Or a computer.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Cybercrime.
Yeah, but if you're going to steal cash, you want to have a way to get it out. Like, you don't want to just try to stuff it all in your pockets and run.
No, that would probably not work.
Well, two guys stole some money in England. They stole it from travel agents, like a travel agency. I don't know that they would have a lot of cash on hand.
Travel agencies still exist?
Like in England, they do.
Well, that's
they demanded
well crazy.
Cash from the safe, and when they got the cash, they shoved it down their pockets and then fled the shop. But as they were running away, and by the way, they didn't have a getaway car. They were getaway running.
Oh, boy.
It was windy, and the money started flying out of their pants. And now they're chasing the money around the streets.
Oh, boy.
And eventually they get into a silver car, which sped off. But it's always wise, guys, to make sure that you've got a bag or something. Just a robber tip.
Yeah.
Have a way of carrying the money out.
It sounds like it was not well thought out to begin with. Maybe they just decided, hey, they've got money in there. Let's rob it.
This is the most Florida thing ever. A 20-year-old woman is accused of allowing her 2-year-old child to smoke meth and to roll joints of marijuana. I know this is false. It's got to be fake news because I know grown men who can't roll a proper joint.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't?
No, I use a little pipe to smoke mine.
Okay. Well, what if you have like the like when I was in high school, I had a rolling machine.
No, I don't have that. But I used to roll them by hand with zigzags, but I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I made like if I tried to roll one by hand, it would be sloppy.
Yeah.
But I had like a little machine that would it had like a two sort of drape system that you put it in, and then you just twist it around, and it'd come out all right. Well, a 2-year-old is there. They're not capable, I'm telling you.
I want to stress this is weed we're talking about, not meth.
Yeah.
That clear.
Yeah. Caitlin Ecker.
Could be Caitlin.
Could be. Was arrested on April 12th on charges of child abuse, lewd and lascivious battery, and transmission of harmful material to a minor. Booked into county jail, she was told that she was allowed, detectives were told that she allowed the child to smoke meth with a pipe. And that she used the drug herself, and if you look at her mugshot.
She's methy.
Oh, yeah. Among the items found during the search were two glass pipes with meth residue, a plastic pill bottle that had been made into a homemade smoking device, two grinders, a digital scale, and a small plastic bag. She'd been arrested in January for possession of marijuana. Authorities also executed a search warrant for her blood and her hair sample from her and her 2-year-old. They received a toxicology report on March 15th and found the toddler tested positive for chronic use of both meth and amphetamine. The finding indicated the 2-year-old had been exposed to the drug several times or on more than one occasion. That is not good.
No.
She is now booked and looks like she's going away for quite some time. There's some places, where would you like not want to be when a fire alarm goes off?
Like the 60th floor.
How about at a BDSM club?
Okay, that's not a good one either.
Where you have to come out wearing your leather bondage stuff in the middle of the street while the firefighters put out the fire. Always slightly awkward.
It would be awkward, but it would also be one of those things that if I were into that, I wouldn't mind
this
getting
cut.
This
was in Scotland, and most of these guys laughed it off. They said it was just kind of funny, but yeah, there's a bunch of people got pulled out of the fire wearing nothing but leather and masks. And
at least they're wearing the leather.
That's true.
If you pull them out without the leather, that's a little worse.
That would have been pretty rough.
All right.
Hey, good show today, Fred.
Yeah, it was.
Felt like the kind of show that could probably get us to number one. With enough effort.
Keep us to number one. All right. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Appreciate Lance Zierlein dropping in and chatting a little bit of everything with us. We will be back tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have another good show for you. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.